Shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, I spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine to offer the continued support of the UK.
Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died.
The idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Breaking news, and the World Health Organization has just released a report estimating that 15 million deaths occurred globally due to the pandemic, around triple the current estimates.
Vive la République! Et vive la France!
This is now a global North greenwash festival, a two-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week. Young children and two adults have died in a shooting at a primary school in South Texas. A gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School, which teaches children aged 7 to 10 in the Texan city of Uvalde, before he was killed by law enforcement. Investigators say the 18-year-old suspect had a handgun, an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, and high-capacity magazines. The teenager is suspected of shooting his grandmother before the rampage. Local media reports he may have been a high school student in the area. Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Chief of Police Pete Arredondo said the shooting began at 11:32 local time on Tuesday, and that investigators believe the attacker did act alone during this heinous crime. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the shooter, who he named as Salvador Ramos, abandoned a vehicle before entering the school to, quote, horrifically, incomprehensibly open fire.
This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day. Nowhere else do parents have to talk to their kids, as I have had to do, about why they got locked into a bathroom and told to be quiet for 5 minutes just in case a bad man entered that building. Nowhere else does that happen except here in the United States of America, and it is a choice.
A Uvalde School District police officer who worked at the school saw Ramos emerge from the vehicle carrying a rifle and wearing body armor. The officer engaged the suspect but was unable to stop him. Mr. Estrada said two more officers from Uvalde Police Department also attempted to stop Ramos but were unable to do so and called for backup. In the days following the shooting, criticism of the police department has grown louder as it emerged that the police enabled the shooter to be in the school for possibly up to an hour before they stormed in. And next.
Documents seen by the BBC that are said to have been hacked from Chinese police computers show that Uyghur prisoners in the western region of Xinjiang are shot on sight if they're caught trying to escape.
China has been accused of committing crimes against humanity and possibly genocide against the Uyghur population and other mostly Muslim ethnic groups in the northwestern region of Xinjiang. Human rights groups believe China has detained more than 1 million Uyghurs against their will over the past few years in a large network of what the state calls re-education camps and sentenced hundreds of thousands to prison terms. A series of police files obtained by the BBC in 2022 has revealed details of China's use of these camps and described the routine use of armed officers and the existence of a shoot-to-kill policy for those trying to escape.
These documents were said to have been hacked from a number of police servers inside Xinjiang. That in itself, of course, is unprecedented, by an anonymous source who then passed that data to a Xinjiang scholar, an expert in studying Xinjiang based here in the US, who in turn shared those documents with the BBC.
The US is among several countries to have previously accused China of committing genocide in Xinjiang. The leading human rights groups, Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, have published reports accusing China of crimes against humanity. China denies all allegations of human rights abuses in Xinjiang. The Chinese government, speaking after details of the Xinjiang police files were published, said the peace and prosperity brought to Xinjiang as a result of its anti-terrorism measures were the best response to all sorts of lies.
These secret speeches given by senior Communist Party officials, all of it pointing to new compelling evidence of the mass incarceration of a people viewed as a threat, marked out by the Chinese state as disloyal because of their ethnicity, their culture, their identity and their faith.
We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. Every day, we read or hear news reports of anger, distrust, and division. America is deeply polarized. On Let's Find Common Ground, listen to the opposite. Remarkable, innovative people who are working to bridge differences and reach an understanding with those who see the world differently than they do. You'll hear from politicians, scholars, activists, journalists, and everyday people. They share their personal stories about finding common ground on race, the environment, criminal justice reform, and many other controversial topics. New podcast episodes are released every 2 weeks. Join hosts Richard Davies and Ashley Milne-Tite for Let's Find Common Ground. Find every episode on commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts.
Reasons why it's so important that Putin pay a dear price for his barbarism in Ukraine. The idea that on your station today and every other station in America, they're showing bombings of every school, no military purpose, schools, hospitals, daycare centers, all the things, museums. Blowing up all the museums. I believe what Putin is attempting to do is eliminate the identity of Ukraine.
This week, US President Joe Biden told key Asian allies the world is, quote, navigating a dark hour in our shared history with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He continued to emphasize how the war has now become a global issue, underscoring the importance of defending international order. Japanese PM Fumio Kishida echoed his comments, saying that a similar invasion should not happen in Asia. Mr. Biden was meeting the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India in Tokyo in his first visit to Asia as president. The four countries known collectively as the Quad discussed security and economic concerns, including China's growing influence in the region and differences over the Russian invasion. Mr. Biden's comments came a day after he warned China that it was flirting with danger over Taiwan.
They're already flirting with danger right now by flying so close and all the maneuvers they're undertaking. But the United States is committed. We've made a commitment. We support the One China policy. We support all that we've done in the past. But that does not mean, that China has the ability, the jurisdiction to go in and use force to take over Taiwan.
The US has vowed to protect Taiwan militarily if China attacked, appearing to contradict a long-standing US policy on the issue. It was later reported that Russian and Chinese warplanes had approached Japanese airspace as part of a joint military patrol, prompting Tokyo to announce it has scrambled jets in response. Russian officials said the flight over the Sea of Japan and East China Sea was part of an annual military exercise. Mr. Kishida told a news conference that planning the exercise to coincide with today's summit was provocative. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.